We welcome to the program, I think for the first time, Brian Rich is Chief Customer Officer for Consumers Energy. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Greg.
What is a Chief Customer Officer, Brian?
It's my job and to work with my team to make sure that our customers are having a good experience with Consumers Energy, whether it's a day-in interaction about your bill or getting information from us or moving your service to some of the great programs and services we have for customers around energy efficiency or renewables or helping our low-income customers.
So Consumers announced yesterday they're kicking in about $12 million to go to, I guess, people and businesses that are having trouble in the pandemic-stricken times here. So how's that going to work, Brian?
Well, that's right, Greg. We're happy to make some sort of difference for our customers who are struggling to meet the needs of their energy bills and other household needs. So the way it works is the $12 million is in a different, several different kind of categories, but we have a program already in place that helps customers who are income qualified, called our CARE program, and that is being expanded to customers who are up to 400% of the federal poverty level, and that helps them with paying off their arrears as well as their monthly bill going forward. We encourage customers to call 211, and they get immediate assistance and enrollment if they meet the income qualification. In addition, Greg, since this pandemic has not just impacted our most vulnerable, but impacted people who have historically been able to keep up with their household needs, we're also deploying $8 million to help customers and businesses who may not meet an income qualification but are having a one-time struggle due to the crisis. And for that process, that $8 million, we will be in the month of October helping customers with their arrears and notifying them that they've been assisted. Of course, any customer that has an immediate need can contact us at any time.
So what have you found during the crisis? How have you analyzed it? Are people paying their bills? I heard your press event yesterday, and I believe, if I heard you correctly, you have shut no power off for anybody, for that matter.
That's correct. For since the start of this pandemic, we have not disconnected a residential customer. You know, what we've seen has been really it's been really heartbreaking. Customers are not only, I mean, obviously energy is not the only household need that they're struggling with. So from our friends at the Department of Health and Human Services, we're hearing about the need in housing and food, and obviously energy is another essential service. Customers are struggling to keep up. Customers who have traditionally been able to meet the needs of their monthly tasks are falling behind. Now, I will say that the stimulus dollars that we're helping over the summer certainly was able to fend off some of that, as many customers were getting an extra $600 a week in unemployment insurance. But as that has leveled out, and here we are, we're about to hit the season where our furnaces ramp up, we really see a need to help people immediately.
So, listening to you yesterday, did you say the first thing to do is really call 211?
That's right. First thing to do is call 211. For customers that may not meet the income qualification of those programs, they certainly can contact us as well. You can always call Consumers Energy, and we have people on staff to help at 1-800-477-5050. But 211 is really a great service, because not just does it help with the energy need, but if customers are struggling with food or housing or other some sort of crisis, those services are there to provide an immediate support.
Are you running into customers, Brian, that just they feel helpless?
They do. We have many customers, and both residential and business customers, that are just you know, the world changed overnight for them, and many find themselves in situations that they haven't been in before, and that's why, you know, we're doing our part here to try to help as best we can. But it's been unimaginable to hear some of the stories and crisis that a lot of our fellow Michiganders are going through.
And of course, the weather now starting to change. It's, I guess, probably only going to get worse, isn't it?
Well, that's right, Greg. And that's the importance of the timing of this announcement. I mean, we're just coming off the heels of a very, very warm summer, where many people ran their air conditioners more than maybe they had planned, let alone the fact that more people are home during the day than historically, so they're not able to control the temperature necessarily in the home as much. And as you mentioned, here we go. We're about to start turning on our furnaces and our heaters, and the timing of this is so important to help customers settle those arrears from the warm summer as we head into heating season and potentially people face higher bills again.
Well, it's good to know you guys have at least a battle plan here, but it's probably a nervous time for some people here as we head into winter.
It is, and that's why we're happy to do our small part here, because the more we can help people focus on the other needs that they might have, and we realize that energy is just part of the crisis many people are facing, and if we can potentially take that off the table for people or give them some breathing room, then we're doing our small part to help Michigan get through this hopefully one-time and short-lived experience we're all going through.
So again, Brian, if people need help, what should they be doing?
Best thing to do is to call 211, as I mentioned. It is a free service that connects people with nonprofit agencies in their communities, including the United Way of Jackson County, which is a phenomenal service, and it will include the new financial assistance that we're announcing today. Obviously, if a customer is in immediate crisis and they don't get service at 211, they can certainly contact us at 1-800-477-5050. And the most important thing is to take some action, letting those arrears pile up. Is not going to help customers. So take some action, make contact, and we can help.
Brian Rich from Consumers Energy. Brian, thanks for the visit and the info.
Thanks for having me, Greg. Be safe.
Take care.